needs to ring.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Yo, 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 yo. What it is, what it ain't. Why come, how come, and you know what? Does it even fucking matter? Do you got it together, best friend?
I guess.
Okay.
It's just weird. It's so low.
I know. It is no. I mean, this little. I kind of like the new arm, though.
Yeah, the new arm is nice.
Yeah, I do like it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like there's a lot going on right here.
Yo, I love our little setup now. Bestie got us a little new tripod since mine got stolen. Well, I forgot it and they took it. So there's that.
That happens.
But I like the little, you know, the 1-2. You can't see my, I got my prints on today. You know what I'm saying? Purple rain in this bitch.
Minneapolis, yeah, represent.
You know, oh, yeah. I forgot.
Everybody's a Prince fan out there. They're like, Michael Jackson, who?
Oh, yeah. Right. It's
all
definitely
Prince,
Michael
Jackson. All day. And all day. The DeBarges.
Chica DeBarge. Ooh. Nah, no guarantees.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to yet another episode of
Yes,
we're black.
Black.
There's a bunch of, by the way, this random for everybody on the pod.
Right.
Those folks are like Russian or something. Did you see the words on the, like the signs on the doors?
Russian. Oh, no. Yeah. I didn't even see that. I heard what they were, speaking a different language. You didn't hear me when I said.
I heard them speaking a different language. I just didn't know what language it was.
They were
Ukrainian or.
It sounded like Russian to me. Yeah,
definitely Russian. Mm-hmm. I wonder what they have going on.
They was like, yes, hair.
I didn't see it.
She looked like she was mixed.
Oh, okay.
A little mixed chick. No. What's up, friend? What's going on? I feel good today. You look good today. I'm loving
the
outfit.
Thank you. You look
freak.
Good too.
Oh, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Oh. But yes, let's talk about you. Hair popping, face popping. You're in your summer shade or spring shade.
I am, though I look pale.
No. Good. I think you look good. No.
I first put it on, I made a TikTok of it when I first tried it. And I was like, I put it on my face and I like just squirted it on. And then I was like, this is really light. And I'm like, dab. It's still really light.
Now you're looking like a white woman for real.
The white side coming through strong.
Yes, and I see a little something bling happening, you know, with your teethers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you see the.
I can see it.
Hey.
It looks good, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're looking good, feeling good today. Yes. I'm loving the energy. We got all this going on. Yo, I cannot wait till we get the other cameras and
so we can both be on camera together.
Yeah,
on YouTube.
And I have to have a shade camera. I'd be like, bitch. But what was said? Okay, yeah, we doing that. We doing all that. What was it? That's how Rocky be looking back at me. What was it? Nigga, if you don't get a job,
right?
If you don't get a motherfucking job. Anyway, how was your week, best friend?
I had a really good week.
Tell me about it. Do share.
Well, really, I'm just excited because I'm an adult.
Yes, finally.
Yes, and I purchased a new couch.
Woo!
And it is so beautiful.
Yes.
And it's so comfortable.
Yes.
And I just feel like I've grown up officially.
It is a grown-up couch.
Purchase.
Yes. It was. Now, first off, y'all, let me just talk about this real quick. Like, I'm so proud of her that she got a couch. So proud. But when I say I drove 35 minutes to go into one store, go in there and take a seat. I want this couch, go. And then I'm like, I feel like we need to be out now. It was like the quickest purchase.
I spent that much money in a long time.
Right. You was like, bad. And then that little motherfucking dude story time. When we walk in, you know, it's like, we couldn't even really pinpoint his accent. It was Caribbean, UK-ish.
Yeah,
it was something different.
Maybe he was South African. That's like a combination.
Right. And I don't even think he was like confident in the fact that we was actually going to purchase
anything.
No,
not at all.
Yeah. And then she was like, well, this is going to be the, what did you say to him?
Like, this is going to be the easiest sale of your day.
Right, exactly. And then the nigga, you know, he was just so, not even personable, nothing. He was just like, oh, you got your car, do you want the thing? Oh, somebody, and he didn't even try to like, really sell you the, you know, the care package thing or whatever like that. Even
asked,
if you were
like,
going to say.
It kind of seemed like one of those things like you have to ask, like in your metrics. Like
you have to say that or whatever.
Do you want the protection package?
Right.
But no, I do not. I'm good.
Exactly.
But no, he was just not personable at all. And then like when we stopped and looked at something else and he went to the cash register and we weren't behind him, he like turns around and comes back. Like,
right.
Like we ran out or something, yeah. Like, with the couch.
Like, dude, calm down. But yeah, but I'm very proud of you. I'm glad you got it. You deserve it. And it looks like it's super comfortable. I mean, the one that we sat on was super comfortable. Mm-hmm. So
it's like bouncy.
Yeah. It has its little spring. Okay. Bouncy for comfortable reasons, yes, for your back.
Yes. Yes.
And
what
and
other
your
reasons
tush.
Are there?
I don't know, because how you was bouncing over there.
I was just practicing.
Oh my God, just practicing. Jesus. This is not a PG. I was about to say this is a PG, a family show. No,
this
it's
is not a family
this
show. Do not listen to this with your
no,
family.
No, no, because she's talking about riding a dick on the goddamn couch. Let's just be real. And it's leather, so you know, you could just wipe
just
off
wipe
all
up,
the
wipe up any issues.
Oh my
Look.
God.
All right. Anyway, Yo. Enough about my couch.
No, what no, else? No. Can you tell them what you found under your couch?
What did I find under my couch?
Remember?
No. Oh, no, I'm not going to say okay. that on here. No. But that shit was funny.
Yeah,
I don't
she
know
found a little
from.
Something in there because she didn't even know where that shit came from.
I feel like it had to come like when they tilted the couch upright to like
right.
the old one uh-huh. to like take it out. It probably wiggled its way
wiggled
out
this
somewhere.
Way. That is too funny. But yeah. Anywho. But
other than that,
yeah.
I just worked this week, mm-hmm. hung out with you last night.
Yep.
And
yep.
that was
got
really
my ass
my
kicked
week.
And goddamn...
Dominoes
again.
I'm a Domino's Dominator. Do you hear me?
I thought you was about to say Dominatrix. I was about to say, whoa.
Dominatrix. I like that better.
That could be a name, Domino, to be a Dominator. Yes. Domino the Dominatrix.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. If I ever switch careers.
I know, right?
I know what to do.
Could you do that? I don't know if I... I don't
know. I, don't,
do
I feel like, you know my goofy ass. I'd be like...
You would have them doing silly ass... Right. You would be ready for it, though. You'd be like, are you sure? And then you would get into character. I can see your ass really getting into character. Like, you motherfucking bitch. You like that, huh, you little white bitch? Because your clients are going to be white men.
Literally. Anytime I listen to Horrible Decisions and there's someone on there that's like a dom of any kind, they always mm-hmm. say it's like middle-aged white men that are like,
I think I watched that one.
With kids,
and
yeah.
she does a scat also.
Yes.
Yes, I did watch that. I mean, listen to that. Well, I watched it. I watched it on YouTube. But yeah, that that's crazy. But my week, was that the end of your week?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But my week, I don't know. Ask me how my week was.
How was your week?
I don't know. I don't know. My week was good. The best thing, the highlight of the week was hey to you. It was my brother's birthday yesterday.
Hey, happy birthday, Michael.
You know, 3:15, you know, Pisces gang. Happy heavenly birthday. He would have been 35 years old. So I took the day off and just really relaxed. Talked to my mom. You know, we had our little cry or whatever. And but we, you know, we ended it on a positive note and talked about good things and laughed about them and stuff like that. So it just never gets better, you know, as far as that. And I just have to work through it. It was a little heavy this year for me. I don't know why. I know why. It's because I'm sober.
Mm-hmm.
And I did think about like, oh, this is a perfect time to drink. I didn't have an urge, but I did feel like, you know, this is usually how I deal with the problems mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So that did come across my mind. But for the most part, I wasn't down in the dumps. Like, even when me and mom was crying and stuff, it wasn't like we were down in the dumps. It was just kind of just a release. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we miss them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah. So, that was pretty much like my week. It was just kind of leading up to that day. Work was, you know, work. I was productive. I'm doing, you know, my thing. I'm still new on the floor, so I'm just learning every day. I know I keep saying that every week, but when I say this job is ever learning.
Oh, I can only imagine, because I know the company I work for is kind of similar.
Yeah, we work for similar kind of companies.
Literally. Well,
we're literally like competitors.
We are.
That's crazy.
It's not really much of a competition, but, you know, we are competitors.
Well, we have way more products than you, but we're not going to go there.
Okay. I mean, you have way more products than we do?
Products.
Like what?
We... I mean, all of every. Well,
like what? We still cable. Oh, we still internet.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, I forgot now.
We do
I
cell
forgot.
Phones
yeah.
on a much larger scale.
Yeah. No, I don't know if it's a larger scale.
We're like the not either the first or second biggest company for cell phones. It's us and Verizon.
Well, we're the first for cable.
Well, that's because people are old and still have cable.
Yeah, well, you can stream it now.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah,
it makes
you did
it,
say that.
Yeah, yeah. So you, yeah. It makes it
not
more.
Not the battle of the telecom giants.
I know. Like, what are we saying here? And we do get paid by them, but we're not going to say their names.
Well,
but
we always joke that ours is called At This Time because everything changes
right,
always.
Right.
And there's always something new to learn.
It's
so
like everlasting, you know, yeah. learning cycle. But other than that, it was pretty cool. I know that, like, I'm ready for... Oh, I started working out.
You did? I forgot
I totally forgot about that. I'm trying to be low-key about it.
In case you stop.
Yeah, no, but I really want to... Because I felt good. Like, so, I mean, in just 2 days, like, on the first day, I did, like, 30 minutes total on, you know, the treadmill. And I ran a mile in, like, 14 and a half minutes. And then I walked the rest to get to like 2 miles. And then the second day, I ran it in 14 minutes.
Hey.
So not ran, just a good jog.
You're going to be down to a 6-minute mile in no time.
Yeah. Well, no, hell no. I've never ran that. Not even when I was young and in high school and shit. Hell no. I would like to get to like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Now, 10 minutes, I probably have to be running like at a 6. But I don't even know if my legs can go that fast.
Isn't that crazy that like you could then run 6 miles in an hour?
Right. That's crazy. Now, I've like when I was really, really like and it was what's really, really crazy is this will be the first time of me working out and not being an alcoholic.
Wow.
Because all those times I was working out and that was why I wasn't seeing any results
mm-hmm.
because I was always drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is the first time where I'm going to try to be as consistent I was back then.
Yeah.
Because I never, you know me, I can get in a routine and
yeah.
do the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But without the alcohol, I want to see where yeah. Where I can go with this. So it's really exciting to see, like, you know, just see where everything goes. So anyway, me saying that, I'm just ready to put on some Hoochie Daddies.
Some Hoochie Daddies.
I want to wear some crop tops. I want to look like kind of like low-key a little gay boy.
Yes, I'm here for it.
Right. So I'm really excited about that. And because you know what I think about? The reason why I was seeing if I can even run a mile like that was because I had this thought, like, if me and Rocky was out, you know, just, you know, walking, and then we see a monster, or someone that is looking like a monster that looks like they want to get us, I wanted to make sure that I can get the fuck away. Right. So I was just testing. Because, you know, I've been having problems with my feet. I don't want to be, like, you know, fucking falling. But yeah, so I feel good that I feel like I would be able to get the fuck away. I can unhook Rocky, get out of here, baby. And then I can be, you know, a little bit behind him. So that's
Is
one
that
thing.
The hair you were talking about?
Yeah, that was the hair. Beautiful. Her hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was white. She had some thick hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like maybe some maybe Italian because it had a wave to it. Mm-hmm. Unless you put that goddamn perm shit that they put in there.
Oh Lord, who knows?
Which it makes their hair look real noodle-like,
mm-hmm.
like noodly.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, that's not about that. But anyway,
you get distracted every time someone walks
somebody,
by.
Somebody, like, yo, you know what? I can't wait till we create our own little studio
area,
situation,
so we don't
right?
have distractions.
Right. And I already know what kind of arms I want for our thing. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they're a little expensive. Mm-hmm. I think Joe Rogan has them on his.
Well, you're gonna get the same ones as Joe Rogan.
Okay, let's not just
talk
about it.
I don't think we're there yet. No, I just mean, like, as far as, like, he probably has, like, the top tier, like, arms.
Oh.
Like,
I mean,
we can just see.
All we need is two for right now. Maybe
let's
three.
Let's just unscrew these and take them with
no,
us.
No, nigga, we on camera over
oh,
here.
Oh, dang. And on live.
I swear, and on live. We just caught. I am not robbing no bank with you. We are not doing that. Not with Nicole. Nicole done told it all. Mickey, did you remember when we robbed the bank in 24? No, bitch, I don't remember that. I don't remember doing that at all. No crimes were committed while we were hanging out. None. Jesus. But anywho, but where was we at? I don't even fucking know where we was at. But
I have no idea.
Me either. But anyway, my week was pretty good. Other than that, you know, and then leading up to Mike and, you know, just loving, you know, talking to my mom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We need to call her today. I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, I will call. We'll do a FaceTime when we get back to the crib. What are we eating?
Ooh, I don't know. That's what we need to start thinking about.
That pasta was good last night. I fucked that shit
up.
Did you?
It was good. Yeah. I ate it too.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. Anywho. All right, so what's happening in the world? Talk to me.
Well, first of all.
Trending topics. Topics. Yes. Topics. Topics. We're going to get our act together. We're going to have all kind of cool stuff. I just got to get my mind together to get that together. But yeah.
Well, first things first, what do you think about this potential TikTok ban?
You know, I do go down the TikTok little rabbit holes.
Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong. And I would miss getting down into the different rabbit holes. But, I mean, it will be terrible for some people that are actually, like, monetizing, making money from it. And that is, like, a scary thing for a lot of people, I'm sure.
A lot of them are already millionaires.
Yeah, but then you have to keep up that lifestyle, especially if you just got the money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how life is set up, how much are you actually saving?
Mm-hmm.
How much are, like, are you really making the millions? Because a lot of people, I know there's people that are making millions, of course, but a lot of people fake it and make it look.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it's your full income, part-time job, or gas money, you know, you're going to be missing out if they close that shit down. But like you said, like somebody has to be doing like an American TikTok or something like that. Like there's going to have to be something.
So like if you don't know, they're thinking about banning TikTok because the parent company is called like Bright Star or Bright Call or Bright.
Hold Bright on. Something.
It's Bright something with a B-R-Y-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
And
Brighty or something.
They are owned by the Chinese government, essentially. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that at any point, the Chinese government could be like, hand over all of these U.S. citizens' data that's stored in the TikTok app because it's not controlled by somebody that's in a country that's not a threat to us, I guess.
Right.
So
not an enemy.
So pretty much they're saying that if they pass this bill, they'll have 5 months to disengage, I guess, with the Bright whatever company, and like have a different company
cut ties with them and go ahead and find another company else.
Yeah,
wow.
Otherwise, it'll be banned in the United States.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So. That's scary for a lot of people, especially like the people who like I know you see those people who've had like 10 kids. And they pretty much make their lives and their, you know, everything off of TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stay-at-home moms that cook and do all those things and have been able to monetize and stuff from that. So that's the scary thing for them.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, what already sucked is when they took all the music off of there. I know with some of the little videos that I did, it's like muted or whatever, and I had to find a whole nother. Like even the ones that I danced to, I can't even
line them up.
Yeah, there's no way. So it's just like, okay, well, we're just gonna have mute on that one. I don't know. I just left it up there. I didn't know what to do with it.
What are you supposed to do, really?
Right, exactly. Probably delete it. I need to do another dance.
Doodle dance.
As much dancing that I goddamn do. Jesus.
I just need a camera on you at all times.
Yo, I really be grooving. Y'all don't even know. I really be grooving. I really like to dance. Like when I go to when I want to go hang with the gays, honey, I dance all night. I do by myself.
Yeah.
I mean, if a girl want to put the thing on me, but you know, usually.
Your homie's holding you up.
Right. But you know what? I ain't never really did shit like that.
No.
First off, I don't have any gay friends. So usually if I was going to the club, it was when Akeem come or Portia, you know, when they come. Portia not gay, but she lives for the gays.
All your straight friends live for the gays.
Yeah, all my straight friends live for the gays. But I have no gay friends. I have very few gay friends.
I have all gay friends. We should switch.
I mean, I don't know. All your gay friends. I don't know all your gay friends, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I do want to meet your one gay guy friend.
Yeah, for sure.
I like him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know him, but...
You would like him.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I would like him. Yeah.
Everybody likes him.
Right, he's so sweet. But, yeah, like, I don't have any... Like, I know gay people, of course, but, like...
I have a gay friend, I swear.
I swear I have a few gay friends. But like not like a close gay friend, like a really, really like a bestie gay.
Yeah.
A gay bestie.
I'll be your gay bestie.
No, you're not gay.
Yet.
You just fake gay. Oh my God, yet. You kill me with that. It almost makes me feel like, ew, stop. You're not, ew. Like, gay, like ew,
not you.
It's like I can't see it, like you burying your face in a coochie, which is never. Oh my God, this bitch is swimming in the coochie. She just did a deep dive on.
Anyway,
this sick and crazy. Yeah, moving on from the coochie.
Power Book Two.
Yo, so what do you feel about that with the little kids? So that's what you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Okay. So unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately. Unpopular opinion. That was actually one of my favorite shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like that, and I like Force a lot. And they're canceling. What are you smirking about?
No, I was just looking at
you look like a Cheshire cat.
I don't hit the band. Okay, all right.
Okay, okay.
You're just cheesy right now.
Okay.
That's all.
I got it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm just sad because like I like that show. Cat.
I almost bought that shirt today.
Did you?
Yeah, it said we're both mad or ain't everybody mad, and it was the damn Chessy Cat.
You should have. I did almost buy it. Yeah.
No, because my mom used to say because when I smile big and I got a gap, I don't like that.
It was just that you looked like smirky.
Little smirk on my ass. Anywho, okay, we're just.
But yeah, I'm sad because that was one of my favorite. Series of the Power Universe.
Yeah. Oh, and them closing it down too. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think I was talking about?
I thought you were talking about because they're making one for the little kids.
Oh, for Ghost and Tommy when they were kids. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, I'm looking
forward
to that too.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, so you're talking about the shutting down of that.
I was looking at the list of topics and going down them.
I see. You know what? I hadn't even really looked at what was going on, but I was just letting you lead the shit. But yeah. Okay, my bad. I was just assuming some shit, but yeah. Okay, we're on the same page now.
All right, cool.
We are. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I thought it was kind of crazy that they found out just when everybody else found out.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then he was like, we're writing, we're doing, but then is this a plore? Like, because you know.
Is it 50, a what?
A plore.
What's that?
Like a scheme. Like, you know
like
how
a
50.
Ploy?
Yeah, a ploy. That's what I meant to say. That's what a floor.
Like, I was like, new word alert. New word alert.
Mickey just made that fucking word up. That's what I meant to say. A ploy.
Got it.
Yeah, like, because you know, like 50 Cent is a big fucking troll.
He is.
You know
a
what
troll.
I'm saying? Oh, speaking of trolls, this is not a con.
Okay.
So I know, did you see that guy? It was a gay guy that got his teeth done and it was like terrible and it looked like.
Chiclets?
Yes. Well, no, it didn't even look like that. It looked like a mold and of white, like it looked cartoonish.
Oh, geez.
Like almost like, can you stop me? The mask.
Oh.
It almost kind of looked
somebody
like teeth.
Stop
like, yeah, somebody, yeah. It looked like that. And every, and like, you know, he had, it was basically this girl had hit him up and was like, yo, I can do your, you know, get your teeth done or whatever. And he was like, yeah, if you post me. And he's like an influencer. He doesn't have like that many followers, like I think it's like, I don't know, maybe he's like at 500,000, something like that.
I mean, that's a
I mean, there's a lot, but I'm saying like
not like millions
to get your teeth done, because you know it can cost 100,000 to get your teeth done, like really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he went and you know got his teeth done or whatever, and so you know people were clowning, like when he showed, he was like, this bitch fucked me up, and he was showing his teeth, it looked terrible.
Oh,
everyone,
my gosh.
So he's crying, he's putting ice on it, this and this, and he was like, well, I'm gonna go to New York, it's my birthday weekend, I'm gonna go get, I got somebody to get my teeth redone or whatever. And so he does the teeth reveal of his teeth, you know, being redone. Bitch, why was it a big troll? He's a big troll. He took out the fucking teeth that he was talking about. He was like, I bought these bitches on Amazon. He was like, y'all really motherfucking thought that I would get my teeth done for a post, bitch? Y'all need to be fucking for real. Y'all, it's so easy to get y'all. I was like, no, this, like, because I was invested. I was like, no, they didn't do him like that.
That is
funny. I was like, damn. I was like, this big bitch troll. And he's like that, like a little stick. But I was invested. I had went back after a couple of days. I had went back to see what had happened. and he trolled the fuck out of me. I was mad. I was like, damn. Because I was cussing him out. Like, why would you let them do that, playing your mouth like that?
Yeah, because that's no joke. They, like, file down your actual teeth. Right. Like, you know how much anxiety I would have before getting
Girl,
that done?
And how he was crying on the fake crying. Ooh, bitch, I was so mad. I was like, this little... almost said something bad. But anyway, that was just some troll shit that I had seen earlier this week. That was crazy. Mm. And it made me laugh. I was like, this bitch got me.
Well, a lot of people on this show don't know this, but ooh. I really, really enjoy shopping. Oh.
And she has been shopping.
Anyways, one of my favorite people. Mm-hmm. Miss Stallion herself came out with some Nikes.
Some hotties.
Some hottie Nikes. Mm-hmm. And they are beautiful. They are purple. There's a couple different colors, but of course I had to get the purple.
And guess who already has them?
I already ordered them. They'll be here in April. And they say hottie on the bottom. Oh, they're my so God. Cute.
And then we was joking around yesterday talking about some, okay, every picture she's going to have that lift her foot up. Like, don't forget,
get the hottie in the picture.
Get the hottie in the picture. Don't forget that. Like, this little bougie ass. Huh?
I can't wait. But mm-hmm. I love that she did a collab with Nike.
Yeah.
I think she has some clothes and stuff, too.
Yeah, the clothes are.
Yeah, they were mid.
Yeah, they're very mid. But the shoes are cute.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to find me a cute outfit,
too. Yeah, yeah. I still haven't found a good outfit, because I was going to wear those Jordans with this, but the purples were just not totally imagine. Off. Because it's more of a mauve on mm-hmm. those Jordans. So right. It was not going to work. Mm. But yeah, I definitely need to figure something out. But yeah. Yeah, those hotties are going to be cute. And you need to stop. And then what did you say? And you totally threw me off. You were saying, like, I got in a fight or something.
I said
and
I was really. My phone.
Yeah. And I was like, what? And I was like, oh, you got the trigger finger. And then I was like, oh. It took me a second to get it, too, because I was really concerned. I was like, dang, you got trigger finger. That's messed up.
Nope.
Damn, no.
I mean, I do have a trigger finger. That's the problem.
Yeah, no,
just,
yeah.
This finger doesn't listen wrong. To my brain. Mm, it just. Mm. Purchase.
But you're the one that keeps filling up that damn cart. Huh? Yeah, exactly.
That's my finger too. What do you mean? It's just this one
you
finger.
You need to be watched.
I do.
I need to take your phone away. Yes. I need to have access to your shit and just take shit out of there. Nope, she don't need that. Nope. Like, legit, how many shoes have you gotten in the last, like, 3 months?
Maybe six.
I think, like, six or seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just trying to catch up to your collection.
First, okay, let's not talk about my business. Uh-huh. Let's not talk about my business.
But we're going to talk about my business.
First off, you don't buy shoes like that.
I do now.
Okay.
Is there a problem?
And I, you know. Huh? But you know what? My shoes are budget shoes.
My shoes are budget
no,
shoes.
No, they are not. No, they are not. The last three you paid full price for a shoe. I don't ever
I did
pay
not.
A full
my
price.
Vapor Maxes were $150. No, they're no, normally no. $210.
What, after the 25%?
Mm-hmm.
So mine are discount, and then I get the 25 on the discount.
Well,
that's
maybe
how you
I'm
shop.
Just not as good of a shopper as you.
Yeah, because I'll get, like, for the price of you, I'll get, like, maybe two or three pairs because I just know
I
how to buy
But I want the trendy
it.
Shoes, the ones that are trendy.
So mine are not trendy?
You know, like, the ones that are, like, trending on TikTok and shit. Like, those are the ones that I want.
Mine? Okay, all right, whatever. You're just bougie for no damn reason. You need to stop it. You need to stop it because you can get so many more if you just do it on a budget.
I don't really like how you're talking to me right now.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, because Mickey stay fly with, you know, on
she
a budget.
Too.
You know what I'm
she
saying? I definitely, but, you know,
I
it's
have
all
expensive
good.
Taste on you accident. Seriously, like, you put two things in front of me and have one, like, they look the same.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'll pick the more expensive more. One. Right. I don't know how.
Right, without the price tag.
Yes.
I know you, where your hand will go to the
yes.
most expensive. Right.
I don't know.
That's why we need to become millionaires.
True. That's why I was proud of the couch purchase, though, because it was mm-hmm. on sale.
Like, and we ain't even going to talk about what we just both looked at either.
I know. it was on sale, and I went from wanting a $4,000 couch to getting a couch that cost me $1,400.
Right.
So very proud of that purchase.
You did good. I didn't say that you did. I mean,
but then, you know, the money that I saved from not spending it on a couch, then I had to buy other things with that.
Right. And you put, I made you put money.
Yes, I did
in your
save
savings.
Money too.
Yes. Because that was the first thing I said to you.
I saved money twice because I was feeling guilty.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Very good. Two transfers?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. I had to clarify.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Because I started saving too. Mine was, even if it's like $10 or $20, I put that shit
good,
away.
Because you never know. A rainy day, you might need it.
Right. And I have like multiple little, you know, spread it out.
Yeah.
You know, a little here, a little there, a little there. And I try to forget about certain things and tuck money in different places.
That's smart. But then sometimes I like completely forget. And then it's like years later.
Well, everything's
I discover
in my wallet.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's the things that I'm doing is in my wallet.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I was going to say, I put like $20 in a coat or something. Don't touch the coat for 4 years.
No. Hell no. No, if I do cash, I have a cash stash.
Okay.
If I do
a cash stash.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like a mustache.
But other than that, like I'm putting it in different little places. Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
I just realized what time it is.
And
we're just all over
the
place.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn, Jesus. We hadn't even gotten to the damn good shit. Okay, golly. So we just talking this pod?
Let's pick out two more things
okay.
to talk about.
You pick them because you pretty much did them.
Well, first of all, Justin Timberlake.
Okay, so he did NPR.
Mm-hmm. Tiny Desk.
Tiny Desk. And he didn't do Cry Me a River. And
right,
like
and
that is your fucking jam, my nigga.
Yes.
Like I know everybody. I didn't even look at the comments because I already know.
Yeah.
It's like that was you should have started off if it was too slow, you should have started off with that.
And you could have remixed it like you did some of the other
exactly, because you can definitely make that a bop because it's already a bop.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You know what I mean? And you can flip it, like be a musician.
Yeah.
And then like, ooh, like he pissed me off. But he did kind of save it at the end with the little new bop. But it didn't, like, it was good. But
then, it didn't give me everything I wanted.
Yes,
yeah.
And I don't like that. And Jeezy was the same way.
Yeah.
Jeezy was very disappointed. He forgot the words. How embarrassing, my nigga. Like, and then you're doing it in front of, like not even Jeezy fans. But he's really trying to, like, save it at this point. He's doing some sort of show in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I think he's having, like, the whole orchestra and everything.
Okay.
So I think he's going to try to save face on that because his NPR was terrible. Worse than Justin's. Mm. But, I mean, Justin's wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It
wasn't
just left
bad.
A little to be desired.
Yes.
All.
I was just kind of like,
I was still jamming to it while it was on.
But,
definitely. Definitely cool. The other thing I kind of wanted to talk about
Crystal.
Was the Uber and Lyft thing in Minneapolis. Have you heard about this?
No, what happened? Do tell.
So apparently they were trying to get like a regulation passed saying that like they had to pay over minimum wage for Uber and Lyft drivers, and it didn't pass. So they're saying like if they don't do something about it or agree to it by a certain date, they're going to take Uber and Lyft both out of Minneapolis.
Wow.
Yeah, so they better get it together because there are going to be some DUIs.
Yeah,
because
that's all they got to do.
That's what they want, though. That's money for the state.
Right,
so.
Exactly. People just going to be in jail. They be getting that money.
People, car accidents, like, honey.
That's crazy. That's
Can you
crazy.
Imagine not having Uber and Lyft?
Well, I don't take a lot of Uber
That's
and Lyft.
True.
But
I just mean like when I go to the airport or
like when you
and
meet
my car
it.
Is being worked on.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah,
renting
well, that's
a
the
car.
Last time. Well, you know, that was my first time the other day.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Uber
and it was
at the
weird.
Beach,
it was
Uber
weird.
On vacation.
I know. Well, no, I took an Uber one time. Well, I didn't, like, you know, do the Uber myself. It was when I went with Tommy and Charlene.
Oh, yeah.
When I went to D.C. Mm. And we took Ubers all over the place. We was in the Uber Black. Tommy was trying to be all
ooh, fancy. That's fancy. What I took because they had a special one day. Mm. And I was like, it feels really fancy because, like, the driver will, like, open your door
Yeah,
and
opens
stuff.
Your door. Yeah, yeah. We was in a big old SUV. I think it was in a Cadillac.
Yeah, that's
honest.
What I was in, too.
Hell, yeah. But, you know. Anywho, what else we got to talk about before we get into this main topic?
Let's just go ahead and go for it.
Okay, so, you know, in the spirit of, you know, my brother and, you know, if anyone that doesn't know, he passed away in 2017. So it's been, 7 years now that he's been gone. And, you know, I always think about, you know, I know that he's here with me spiritually and he's watching over me and you know, hopefully keeping evil things and negative things away from me and just... you know, watching over me and my mom and, you know, everyone he loves. But, like, what really happens in the afterlife? Like, I always think about that. Like, and it's something that's so crazy because we don't know what it looks like, how it is. We have no example of it, mm-hmm. nothing to compare it with other than people who are, who've had near-death experiences mm-hmm. and things like that and going off of that, but it's still, it's like something that is not tangible.
Right.
You know what I mean? So what kind of, other than Mike passing, and I think about that, honestly, what's her name? The Long Island medium. Mm-hmm. She was on The Breakfast Club.
Teresa Caputo?
Yeah, Teresa Caputo. Mm-hmm. Girl, that hair was so damn big on there. It was bigger than normal. I was like, that has to be a wig. But anywho, it, you know, that's her little style, her little 1950s. Mm-hmm. Charlamagne talking about, first off, they were very ignorant of the difference between a psychic and a medium. They were just acting like retards. I was just cussing them out when I was listening to the interview. but anyway, so she was just talking about different things of, you know, how she, you know, feels, like how she interprets what, you know, spirits have come forward and want to, you know, they're in the light and they're wanting to communicate with her, and how, like, she'll feel, like, the different ways of how they passed away. If it was something, like, really dramatic, she'll taste blood, or, and she'll get, like, a headache or a pain in her head or a pain on, you know, whatever point of her body of however they passed. And she was just talking about how she's had this since she's little, where she can see, you know, different, you know, entities and stuff, and she's always had this gift. And it was just very interesting. And another thing that was very interesting that she was saying, because she was talking about how, you know, once you pass on, you go into, like, your next journey if you've, you know, learned a lesson. Because that's the whole point of what we're doing in this world, is to actually get a lesson. Mm-hmm. And then once you get the lesson, then you expire. Mm-hmm. You pass away, you die. You know, that's why people go early, you know, things like that. So she was talking about that she had, I guess, spoke to a medium or someone who is psychic, and they said that this is her last go-round because she's living in her purpose, and that she has, once she does, you know, expire in this dimension, that she will not be entering back into the world.
Oh, wow.
She'll be going, you know, to whatever she's supposed to go on as, and, you know, her spirit is going to go on to whatever it is. So I thought that was very interesting. And then she also talked about how spirits, they do age. They get, like, wiser, and they have age on them and things like that. So I just thought it was really interesting. So how do you feel about the afterlife and what happens? What are your ideas, your thoughts?
Honestly, I feel like I believe in reincarnation. Sometimes I think that, like, people that are, like, super successful, like, in, like, our day and age or whatever, like, this is maybe their fourth, fifth time here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe this is only my first time. Maybe this might be fucking up so much.
Right.
So, like, I just feel like you come back in a different spirit, but, or in a different body. But I guess I feel like...
Well, you come back with the veil of amnesia.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I don't feel like you remember, because if you did, people would come back to you and be like, Michael would have come up to you by now.
Right, you know what I mean?
But, like, hey, Meg, what's up, sis?
Right.
So, but I think that you move on and you become something new, whether that's a person, a plant, a thing, an animal, I don't know. But I do think, I believe in reincarnation. And I do, I don't know, I think, you know, like when there's kids that are born and it's like they just seem like they've been here before. Like, I really believe that, you know?
And it only makes the most sense, you know what I mean? If, because I know that, you know, the whole God concept, I think, those, because, you know, God or Jesus and Buddha and Allah, you know, those are all deities, you know what I mean? In different parts of the country, they all have, like, this kind of all, well, how we would understand, like, a Jesus Christ in their culture, you know what I mean?
Right.
And to me, I feel like those people are people that, you know, lived in a for the people kind of way, like, you know, here for the people, you know, by the people, and that and we're like a good true example of how a human should, you know, conduct themselves, act or whatever like that. And so I really think that, you know, they have their own journeys to be leaders for us, you know, to look up to them and try to, you know, live the best, because as humans, you know, we're tribal. You know what I'm saying? We want to have, we're supposed to communicate and interact with, you know, one another and do those type of things. So I just and then the fact, when you think of the concept of past, present, and future all simultaneously happening all the time, is interesting concept. And it's like, okay, because and then there's the whole where there's different versions of yourself in different dimensions and different times. And, like, you know, the Mickey that went left on this particular point in time, and then there's a Mickey that went right mm-hmm. on this point. You know what I'm yeah. saying? And then it splits into these microcosms of universes yeah. and infinite yeah. times and
we're
and
all
things
part
like
of a
that.
Multiverse.
Right, right. And it's just like it makes sense that we're just dipping in and out, going in, trying to figure out mm-hmm. our souls are trying to figure out what the lesson is, mm-hmm. what it is. Like, and then it is said that we decided to come here. Like we was like, we need to learn this, and then we come in, and then you agree to have that veil of amnesia so you can truly try to learn a lesson. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I feel like just me and my experiences getting older, I feel I understand the lessons now. Mm-hmm. I can see the lessons, you know, as they're coming in. Versus, you know, after the fact, like, mm-hmm. oh, damn, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can kind of remember.
Feel that you're learning.
Yeah, I can feel that I'm learning. And then when the situations come arise and then I act accordingly how I should act, there's a lesson completed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then you're leveling up. And then, like, certain things are just not so important to you anymore.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that I've noticed with age is, like, the little things don't. Like, not that I'm that old, but, like, right. as I've gotten older, like, mm-hmm. the small things don't bother me anywhere mm-hmm. near as much as they used to.
Right.
I think that's also partially because my anxiety is more under control. Because mm-hmm. I feel like when I'm anxious, like, little things, like, I get agitated anxiety. Like, mm-hmm. I get irritated right. when I'm anxious.
Right.
Versus, like, just having a panic attack.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Just, like, every little thing. I'm like, one more thing.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
And it piles up. And it piles up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now it's, like, with it a little bit more under control, I'm mm-hmm. not, like... The only time I really freak out is when I have road rage.
Yeah.
That's about it.
You definitely have road rage. Yeah, you got to work on that, friend. You definitely got to work on that. Because you have to hit the brake, not the gas, when you have the rage. And you hit the gas.
The gas is more fun.
And you lean into it. You know, I always
the gas is way more fun than the brake.
Yeah, all gas, no brake, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sick and crazy. Sick and crazy.
But do you have any other thoughts about the afterlife?
I mean... It's just something that I think about a lot because it's just, we have no example of it. And not like I want to go and leave,
right.
but it fascinates me. And then it just, when you think about technology, you know, like I had this whole thing where his name is Billy Carson. And when he talks about technology and how, like, you know, we're like, oh, this is cutting edge. But then we have to remember, like, this has already been here.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing this. Back in the day, just in a different, it just looked differently, mm-hmm. but it's the same concept. It's the same, you know, for me, when I you know, discovered that the pyramids around the world were actually computers and Wi-Fis, yeah, blows your mind of how, you know, things are made and how electricity and water and certain kind of granites and stones and stuff like that create static electricity that creates ways for you to communicate. And it's like all this shit's been done. We're just rediscovering it. And it's crazy. Oh, cutting edge. No, bitch, we're rediscovering it.
And sometimes I think about, like, life on other planets because I know it's out there.
Right.
I know it is. Yeah. And it's like, I wonder what their technology is like because
right.
I feel like I honestly, and we still need to do our conspiracy theories
yes,
thing.
Yes.
But, like, I honestly feel like Earth was an experiment. And they made us learn everything from cavemen all the way up to where we are now.
Mm.
But, like, imagine, like, another planet that has been around for much longer that
right.
maybe was the ones that started the experiment.
Right.
And I wonder what their technology is like.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, they're probably flying and shit.
And then
like,
you have to think about, like, you know, kingdoms falling and rising and getting captured
mm-hmm.
and like, time travelers. You know what I mean? And then I was watching something today where they were talking about The Simpsons.
And how they predict everything?
Yeah, and how the dude, I forget the dude's name, but like they say that he's a time traveler.
Yeah, I could see that. Because he'd be knowing.
Yeah. Like, there's so many things. There's like over 30 things that that The Simpsons have predicted that's happened in like the last, you know, or 5 to 10 years mm-hmm. of the actual episode airing. And it's just, it is crazy. It's just... That's how that's what makes me think is like, is low key like all a game.
Yeah.
You know, it's all like we're in this matrix, this really sophisticated, you know, that we're really, because we really think like this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's because it's not. Like none of this shit is real. And it's just a hard concept. And it's like I know it in my brain, but then in my everyday, I really think this shit is real.
Yeah.
But I do know it's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. It's like it's a mind fucking bender. And I love shit like that. So word.
Okay.
So what else?
I feel like we had some white people shit this week, but I forgot what it was. There's some shit that white people be doing that was just, they were just.
I don't remember what was some white people shit.
I don't remember it either.
Mm.
Oh, well. You guys get a pass this week.
Yeah, y'all get a fucking pass this week, white people. Y'all ain't do. We can't remember all y'all crazy ass white shit that y'all be doing to us.
What's this about the gentleman?
Oh, yo, The Gentleman on Netflix. That is a good fucking series. I binge watched that joint. That joint is good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like, what is it about again? Oh, it's about, I forgot real quick. It's about his dad died and he has like this secret. He has like this secret, and he's like a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like British, you know. And so the dad has like this secret business deal with these people that are growing marijuana like underground on his property. And then he found out about it and it just caused, he just acquiring all this stuff. And then he has an older brother. So all the estate and everything went to the younger brother because
okay.
The older brother's a fuck up. And so there was like a whole bunch of things. And then like the older brother like owed the mafia like $8 million or some shit, like the Russian mafia.
Mm.
So it was threatened to cut off everything on his body.
Oh my God.
You know, so he had, you know, he got a fuck up brother. So he's always trying to save the day with his brother.
Okay.
And then just the gangster deals and shit that he has to do. It's really good.
Hmm.
I like it.
All right. I'm gonna check it out.
Got to check it out.
Is this a typo saying we got mail?
Oh, no. I just have it as the template, you know,
have
it.
Oh, yeah. I got excited. Bad. I was like, who else wrote it?
No. You know what? No. Actually, I didn't even fucking check. Damn.
I don't have it on there. I have it on my phone.
Yeah, mine's on the phone, too. But anyway, no, we ain't got no mail. But, Cardi B's
yes.
Enough. I love that. The Enough Miami. That is actually fire.
Yes.
I was jumping all around.
Yeah.
That is a bop.
I love the Nuck If You Buck reference.
Oh, yes. Yes. Call up diamonds and you Nuck and you Buck. Yes, bitch. So
yes,
I like
yes,
that Cardi
yes,
kind of
yes.
coming back. I mean, it's the old flow of what Cardi do, but she's in Cardi's bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Cardi's bag.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Yeah, I like it. And she looked good. Even she had the thin eyebrows, but it wasn't so
I feel like she was
Doja
trying to
Cat.
Be like avant-garde. Is that what it's called?
Avant-garde.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was being a little
I feel like
avant-garde.
That's what she was trying to do, but
yeah.
I didn't love it.
She was just giving me that fucking Doja Cat shit.
Yeah.
I just, she pisses me off every time I look at her. And she's pretty.
She is.
But that shit just, she just looks like a cracked out white woman. I don't know. She just looks terrible. Like
yeah.
a Stepford Wives that really went off the damn bandwagon.
Like, what was that movie that we watched that you'd already seen?
Oh, yeah,
where
yeah,
the girl
yeah,
jumps
yeah.
Off the...
Yes. Definitely that. Definitely. Because that gave you Stepford Wives,
uh-huh.
whatever. Yeah.
What was that movie called?
What was that called? It was on Netflix, right?
Netflix or Hulu? I don't remember.
I think it was Netflix.
Okay.
But yeah, that was a good movie. They was acting crazy on there.
For sure.
But yeah.
Well,
hold on. There was something else I wanted to say. There's another song. Oh, it's gone. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Oh, Metro Boomin and Future definitely have something coming up on May 10th. They have an album
Ooh.
That's supposed to be dropping. So
you
want to
know what I just found
that.
Out about that I think I'm probably too late for, but I haven't
what?
Checked yet?
What?
Horrible Decisions is doing a show in Atlanta.
Damn.
Yeah, in April. But I just heard about it on their last episode, so I don't know if there's still tickets or not.
I need to look.
Yeah, because we missed the one here.
I know. That was fucked up.
We give them a lot of free promo. Like, Horrible Decisions, if you are listening to us, give us some promo, too.
Yes. That would be nice.
You know, when I met them, they wanted me and Caprice to come out and do an episode with them for Patreon.
Yeah, you did.
But then she fangirled all over her and never talked to them again.
Damn. And they don't like shit like that.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. So. Especially Mandy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's who she did it to. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's the worst
In the middle
person.
Of the night. Like, oh my God, it was so great meeting you. You're just so pretty. Like, sent like this whole long message. We're friends on Facebook. Hopefully she don't watch this. Not Mandy, but the other girl that did all
girl.
This.
Oh.
But she knows. She knew I was upset.
Right.
We talked about it.
Right.
But yeah, that shit was crazy.
Damn.
But anyways, this will wrap up our episode. If you want to follow us, you can follow me at miss.scorpio.nicole on Instagram.
And you can find me on Who Is The Mick on anything with two K's.
And you can follow the pod at Yes or Black Podcast. Write us a letter or just say what's up. We don't really care. Send us a message to yesweblack@gmail.com. This has been yet another episode of
Yes, We're Black.
Bye.
Bye, motherfuckers.